Tonight, sister. Remind of a story one time I heard of a man. Thank you. He studied before the Bible 10 years. He studied about the Bible 10 years. He studied the history of the Bible 10 years. And then come to ask him, what'd you figure out after all that time? He says, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. And is there really anything else we want to know? Then our Lord and Savior and King loves us. And that He gave Himself for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up our Bibles tonight. Hebrews chapter 11. It's good to have everyone here. We've got a few still straggling, but I'm glad to have the saints here. Sister, I believe Ruth back there. It's good to have you with us today as well. Sister Shirley, as always, supporting that corner over there. And everyone else, it's good to have Robinson's, Russell's, Sister Violet. Sister Sharon over there. It's good to have everyone that's here today. Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he had received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. I'd like to preach tonight, still in Hebrews 11 there. By faith from Abraham to Moses. By faith from Abraham to Moses. Let's bow our heads together. Yes. Do you have a need from the Lord as we approach His Word? Yes, do I lift Lord, that to Him now as we all reverence God's presence, knowing that He is the all-sufficient one? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity again to be in your house. We pray as we approach the Word would take the preeminence in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts. May all the things of the world, all the things we had to even do today, may that just fly away, Lord, and let us be able to see Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever in this service. Help the people, Lord, help myself to look past human veil and see that the Almighty God loves us, Lord, and that you're here to talk to us once again tonight. We open up our hearts, Lord, saying, Lord, show us where we're wrong. Show us where we're right. Show us how to be better Christians, Lord, that when we'll leave here, we'll be more equipped for the world that we're out there to battle in, Father. Lord, if there's any here that's not saved, I pray that tonight they would receive salvation that you freely give. If there's anyone here that's discouraged, I pray they leave encouraged and they'd be back on the front lines fighting for the gospel of Christ. If there's any here that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, knowing that, Lord, you're the only one who knows the hearts of men, may this service be the service they receive it. Commit it into your hands. We know that you'll answer us, for you always hear us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Before I forget, how many appreciate Brother Nathan here this Sunday? Oh my, what a time the Lord is. As I said then, I'll say it again, he was able to, you got a 10-for-1 deal when he was preaching. Takes about 10 services for me to go over stuff like he got it all in one. And it was a phenomenal time in the Lord. I sure appreciate that, brother. And He sure appreciates you all and your love for God. And if I could say anything to flatter any person, it would be that, how you love the Word. Isn't that what you want somebody to come up and tell you?
Yeah.
You can tell me you like my haircut, all right. You can tell me you like the way I talk or what kind of jackets I wear. But really what I want you to tell me, my, you love Jesus, don't you?
Oh, yes.
That's the only comment I really want from anyone else. And I tell you what, when Brother Nathan comes he tells me every time, he's like, my, I just appreciate the people that are here. I appreciate their love for the Word. He said, you know, I've been many places and you don't always get that. You know, people that just kind of there, just sitting in a pew. I hope you didn't come tonight to sit in a pew.
Amen.
I don't come to church just to have a good social gathering. I came to be in a Holy Ghost meeting.
Amen.
And not just so-called Holy Ghost meeting. I mean where the presence of God is really here.
Yes. Amen.
Where it's no longer Brother Andrew that speaks, but it's Christ
yes.
that speaketh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Also, before I forget, real somber thing, if you read the email that's out there, I'll try to paraphrase from Brother Ernie. He had went and preached some places and things, and I believe it, and like I said, it's hard to understand exactly what he's saying because of his English, but I believe that he was there and they were sleeping, and during the night, just a big, like a mudslide flood or something, it just almost leveled the place. It looked like the pictures, just water everywhere, and he said to keep them in prayer. And I believe when he got home, he said that somebody had taken some stuff from his house as well while he was gone. And just keep Brother Ernie. If you remember that, even I'm feeling to maybe fast and pray as well. Because I didn't say just fast now. Don't go and do that. You fast and pray.
Yes, amen.
That's why most people can't do it. They just want to fast. Isn't that right? Say, oh, I'm going to be super spiritual. No, go fast and then pray while you're fasting.
Right.
And then you don't get hungry. Then you don't get sick. Then you stay in the presence of God. Because you're trying. That's why we fast and things. I don't mean to teach on that necessarily, but it's not that you're doing a work to please God necessarily or get His favor. It's to get you out of the flesh. It's for you yourself to not think about eating and food and all, and just getting having a feast with the Lord.
Amen.
That's what fasting and prayer is for. And I believe we can do that for one for another. So if you remember Brother Ernie, just pray for that brother. I know he's trying to do the best he can out there. Remember also they want to be able to set up a church there. He sent me another picture of them having service in about. I don't know. There's only so much that are even under anything, and then the rest you can just see are outside. So when it rains and things, it's difficult. So I'm sure they'd like to just have a building with a roof on it. And, you know, we have this little building, and we got heat, and we got air conditioning, and we got, yeah. Sometimes, how many want to admit that sometimes you know you're a little spoiled? And that's not bad. Israel didn't get condemned because they were blessed. It's what did they do with it. That's the thing that counts. So I believe if you want to give to that or even just pray that can happen, I believe God will honor you. Amen. Also, at the end of the month, remember Brother Colin will be here. Brother Colin Fisher that was here with Brother Nathan the one time. Keep him in prayer as well for that service. Amen. Well, as we approach the Word, let's go back to Hebrews 11. And I hope that you've come again in faith, that you're not here to hear from Brother Andrew, but that we've lifted up, that we're not carnally minded, because if you are, you might as well just stop listening right now. We're here to be spiritually minded. We're here to pass from earthly tabernacles into heavenly tabernacles.
Amen.
And as we listen to Abraham here, I love how this stuff is phrased. It's so wonderful. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried. And I hate to break it to most Christians. They think when you become a Christian, the trials are supposed to stop. No. When you become a Christian, that's when the real trials show up because you picked a side now.
Amen.
Before, the devil didn't worry about it too bad. You're already on his side. You don't fight the hand that feeds you, do you?
Right.
But when you started fighting against that and say, oh, no, wait a minute. Slave master sin, I ain't going to do that no more.
Right.
Sitting there in this mud pits, what happened one day? Moses said, hey, we're not going to do this no more, boys. We're getting out of here. And then guess what happened? What happened? Do you remember what happened? Right after that, what did Pharaoh do? He put more on him. He said, fine, I'm not even going to do this. I'm going to... Oh, the trial came on. And what do most Christians want to do, especially Laodicea? Just roll back and die. Isn't that right? Oh, can't do nothing. I guess God lost all his power. God lost all his grace. I lost all his favor. Oh, I went through this. Trials come to the believer.
Amen.
And that Brother Branham, if I could paraphrase, I can't remember the exact quote, but he says something like this. He says, sometimes trials come to the believer. And he stops and says, no, not sometimes, all the time.
Yeah.
For every son that cometh to God must be tried and chastened.
Amen.
And if you don't have trials, you don't have chastisements, if you ain't fighting something in this Laodicean age,
I challenge
your experience.
Amen. Amen.
You might be floating downstream and blind so bad you can't tell that you're heading right off to a waterfall, going down to your death. Ooh, got quiet on that one.
Come on,
I'll tell you what, this is the end time.
Yes, it is.
It ain't time to play around with salvation. It ain't time playing around if we got the Holy Ghost or not. It ain't time playing around with the truth.
Amen.
And even the denominations are starting to pick up on that. Did you figure that out here recently? I just listened to, what's his name? Swagger. I think it's his grandson, I believe. He's probably around my age or something. Gabriel. Yeah. Gabriel Swagger, that's right.
Yeah.
And he was preaching about how the Assemblies of God, he was preaching on another card, just listening to today, how the Assemblies of God, the whole group decided that they were going to do this. And he said, let's look at this. And he shows it on the big screen. Guess what they're doing? It's a rap concert.
Yeah. Right.
And not only that, he's got the whole congregation, you know, doing these kind of moves. And that's how they're worshiping God. And he looks right at that camera and he said, point that camera at me. He said, you president of whatever Assemblies of God, that's of the devil.
Sure.
It's time to call black, black, and white, white. You don't get a second chance at this. Either you're sealed with the Holy Ghost or you ain't making it.
Amen.
And how blessed we should be that, yes, they can see way black. Well, what about gray?
Right.
Come on.
I hope you understand that it only takes a little bit of discoloration and you don't have pure white anymore.
Amen.
It just takes a little fox and you spoil the whole line.
That's right.
But God in His mercy didn't leave it to you and me to be able to figure this out, to get through. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And people think that was for this day. It's been going on for 2,000 years. We just forgot.
Yes,
the church forgot to get taught the right things. And they started believing, well, maybe the Holy Ghost will come. Or that's a thing of the past. So the Holy Ghost is here now.
Amen.
People leaving the Holy Ghost. People leaving the cross of Christ. You ain't heard no message of the hour. You've heard some other deceiving spirit. Because all the message of the hour came to do is show us what they had.
Amen.
Right,
Pentecost came and we thought, oh my, they got gifts. That must be the Holy Ghost. Begin to watch what kind of lives they were living.
Right. Come on.
Begin to watch and look what happened. That little seed back there, look what it produced in the Assemblies of God.
Sure.
Where they still teach, you need to speak in tongues to get the Holy Ghost.
Right. Come on.
And we think, oh, that's just a little doctrine, don't mean nothing to it. Look what it led to.
Yeah.
Rap concerts in the church.
Yes.
Things that the old Assemblies of God would have rolled over in their grave if you'd have told them the church would have ended up that way. But it shows that man's in control, it is not in control.
Amen.
We can't steer the gospel ship. Christ did it.
Amen.
And I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to get people saved. I'm here to show you He's already done it. And the message of the hour is the exact same. Jesus Christ already conquered death, hell, and the grave. And not just universally. He did death, hell, and the grave for me. He beat the old rotten devil in the mirror.
Amen.
Is that all right to say?
Amen.
Have I figured out you're your own worst enemy yet?
Exactly.
And we talk about Abraham when he was tried. What was his worst enemy? Himself.
Yep.
What happened when he started going to those cities and he was packing his pretty wife around?
Yep.
What happened? Abraham began to reason. He said, oh my, they'll kill me for my wife.
Yep.
And he lied, as we know. It was a good Christian lie, wasn't it? It was true, brother. It's all right. I mean, I kind of pay taxes on that, but you know, it's okay. We got to learn that if man don't see it and man does see it, it doesn't matter. God saw it.
Amen.
If we'll live, that's what Brother Ram said all the time and time again. When will a man sin? When he doesn't think God's watching.
Right.
Because the second he's conscious of the presence of God, he shapes up.
Right.
Come on. Right.
And people will do that when they see a preacher, because why? It's not the man so much.
Come on.
They say, ooh. And the thing of it is, the man's just as dirty as anybody else. The man's got just as much sin. The man needs redeemed just as much as anybody else.
Right.
It's
Amen.
The perception of the
That's
believer.
Right. Amen.
But it shouldn't matter. We shouldn't compare ourselves by ourselves.
Right.
We should compare ourselves to Christ.
Yeah. That's right.
And what is that? Me dying and Him living.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. And as we've already went through about Abraham, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on him. But he had already received the promised son. But guess what? That's when the trials really came.
Amen.
Right. And we think, oh, I got to the mess of the hour. Oh, I've got this wonderful word. It's so good. Oh, God does blesses this. And what happens? All of a sudden, the worst trial you ever had comes on you.
Come on.
That's right.
It's not time to go, oh, my, what's going on? What's going on? It's time to be like Father Abraham.
Amen.
It's time to be Abraham's seed that says, oh, God, you want me to take
That's
the
right.
thing you gave me
Amen.
And sacrifice
right.
it?
Come on.
Okay. Why? Abraham believed God. As we read, we could read it, but I already read it. He believed so much that things he couldn't see, he was saying as if they already were. Because against hope, he believed in hope.
Amen.
Against all signs, he knew what God said he is able to perform.
Amen.
And what did God tell him? As we can read right there, he says, in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Come on.
So what was it? As we read there, he says, he was fully persuaded. Oh, you watch these movies of Abraham, and oh, he's so distraught. Oh, he's got to go sacrifice Isaac. That ain't what happened at all. Let's go. Pack it up, Isaac. Come on, boys. Let's go. But what did he do? Remember, they were still 3 days away.
Right.
Just Isaac and him. He says, hey, me and the lad, he told all his servants, me and the lad are going to go worship, and we're coming back. I thought God just told him to go sacrifice.
Come on.
He was fully persuaded.
Come on. Amen.
That if he already received him from the dead, because we know he did, when he had him, he's 100 years old, he didn't have no life left in him, Sarah didn't have no life, no eggs, no sperm, no nothing to make a baby with, but God changed the scene. And we look, the resurrection, oh, how's it going to be? The rapture, how's it going to be? How's this church going to be without spot or wrinkle? Got to create it like that, and it'll be there. He ain't waiting for man to figure it out, he's waiting for man to quit trying and trust God and to walk in faith and take knowledge and throw it in the garbage where it belongs. How many appreciated Sunday? The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was fully persuaded. And as he went up there, remember, he had the knife and everything. Look at Isaac. Look at the faith of Isaac.
Sure.
He trusted his papa. Amen. We need to trust God.
Amen.
Yeah, you're laying down, look like I'm about to die right here. That's when he shows up.
Sure. Amen.
What if the Hebrew children want to reason a little bit? Oh, God don't want us walking no fiery furnace. What do they do? Do you remember what they said too? Don't confuse what the three Hebrew children said. They didn't say God ain't going to deliver them. They already told the king he will deliver us.
Right.
Why do you think the king was so mad?
Right,
king, a man used to power, used to being in control. And here's these three people defying him, children. Three children defying him saying, you can do all you want, so God will deliver us. I've had that happen too. I said, there ain't no nuclear bomb going off till I'm gone.
Right.
Said that to some students right in front of me. And she was like, man, I wish I had one right here. I was like, I don't care if it's right here. Yeah. It's not going off. Because
right.
God done said it.
Exactly.
It can't happen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Took him all the way up to that hill. And what happened? Isaac just laid it right down. Didn't he? Perfect type of Christ. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. Didn't fight, didn't struggle, went right where he was supposed to. He did the will of his father, just as Christ did the will of his father. And Abraham, fully persuaded now, had no problems about to slay his own son.
That's right.
And we think we get trials. God come told you to slit your own son's throat?
Come on.
I got a small pulpit, don't I? Every time.
Come on.
I understand we go through hard times, but never is the Christian to be a baby.
All right, amen.
That's right, amen.
Paul tried to come to Corinthians and teach them spiritual things and make them be able to have, you know, Brother Branham said, visions and things like that and to grow and to be prosperous, but he said they're just a bunch of babies. It ain't time to be babies. It's time to be men and women, sons and daughters of the Most High.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Say, I'm going to have to call things as though they were when they're not yet?
Yes, amen.
Amen, that's right.
If you're the seed of Abraham, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Whatever Abraham did, the same faith. Isn't that how Jesus told the difference? He said, Abraham's seed. Whoa, I know you're Abraham's seeds of the flesh, but if you are really Abraham's seed, you do the works of Abraham.
Amen.
And that's really what this is coming down to. Oh, Brother Branham, this, the message this, I go to this church, I like this pastor, Brother Donnie, Brother Ray, Brother blah, 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 blah. I do this. It means nothing. Unless you do the works of a Christian.
Amen.
And you want to know what the works of a Christian is? What Christ would do. That's how they got the name in the first place. And it wasn't the people. Oh, bless God. I would pray for people, but you know, I need just an unction. Is that what Jesus did?
Nope.
I hope you understand. Jesus walked in a realm of perfect faith. I was talking to my wife the other day. We need to start living in that realm where we don't have to hope things happen.
Right.
We don't have to act like the situation's not under control. Everywhere Jesus went, guess what? You wouldn't worry about it. How many of you would have looked at a man that was crazy, sitting out in a graveyard, cutting himself? They tried to put fetters on him, he just breaks them off, and he's going crazy. And you just walk right up to him. What's the problem, guys? Why do you think all the other disciples were hightailing, hiding? Looking around, go, whoa, what do we do here? Because that shows you the realm of perfect faith versus partial faith.
Right.
Partial faith might get rid of a headache, but it ain't going to get rid of no crazy demon. I'll tell you that right now. Remember they had epileptic boy come up, didn't they? They had healed others. They had, my, scary. And that ain't the time to get all worked up. Ain't time to get all scared. It's time to realize that God's still in control.
Amen. Sure.
Anybody been in service and watched the devil get on somebody right in the middle of church? Right. What happens to people that ain't spiritual? Get all afraid. And what does that do? It just fuels that unbelief even more.
That's right.
But I'll tell you this. One man of faith can defeat any amount of unbelief ever.
That's right.
What was that man's name? Legion.
That's right.
It was a legion, which are thousands against one.
Come on.
Who won?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
There were 400 prophets that told Ahab to go on up.
Come on.
One man said, go ahead, but you're going to die.
Come on.
Who won? A man that stays on the word of God.
Amen.
It's not time to look at big numbers. It's not time. Well, they say this, they say this. The district presbyter says this. The local elder says it. One man in the hand of God can do more than 1,000 outside of it.
Come on.
1,000. That's why denominationalism will never work. It must be the life of God moving through each believer.
Each one. Amen.
Hallelujah. Didn't mean to go on a big tangent, but Abraham, he went up there. He offered up Isaac, as we know, he was about to come down. And what happened? The voice came. Said, Abraham, stay your hand. Says, now I know. That's all God wants. Do you think God learned that time?
No.
He already knew it, but he wanted to see it. And we think, how am I going to be the bride of Christ? It's already done work.
Right.
He knows it. He's just ready to see it.
Yeah.
And we think we want to see Jesus. Could you imagine how bad he wants to see you and I?
Amen.
He's been waiting thousands and thousands of years.
Amen.
What was his prayer? That they may be one as you and I, Father, are one. He's been waiting 2,000 years for that to come to pass.
Amen.
He ain't worried about it.
Amen.
When God said, let there be a world, the prophet said it could have been millions, billions, who knows how many years. God wasn't worried about it. Because why? He lived in a realm of perfect faith.
Yeah.
It ain't time about getting more faith. It's just about time to get real faith.
Hey.
Not put on, not made up, not talked into, not talked out. Real, genuine faith. And you say, where does that come from? From hearing the word of God. That when the word says what you can do, you believe it and you receive it and you do it. Not a bunch of head knowledge, it's manifestation.
Amen.
And that's why faith, the word, has got such a bad reputation, because it never does anything to 99.9% of people say they got it.
Come on.
All they got's a bunch of hope. All they got's a bunch of positive thinking. And there's a power to that, but that's not the Christian power. It's faith. Faith has zero doubt to it.
That's right, amen.
There's no mixing between oil and water. There's no mixing between faith and unbelief. You either have one or the other.
Amen.
It's time to yield ourselves to faith, just like Abraham. How persuaded was he? Fully persuaded.
Amen, that's right.
That I'll kill him here, but what's going to have to happen? I guess God will just have to raise him up, because he already said, my seed will pass through this man.
Yeah. Amen, that's right.
I think at the time he might have been about 14 years old. So he wasn't even to age just yet, but he said, no, it must be through Isaac.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. After Abraham. And we know a great trial of faith. He passed with flying colors. Why? Because God wasn't looking at Abraham and his thoughts and his intentions. He looked past all that and saw his faith.
Amen.
People say, Abraham staggered. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible says he did not stagger.
Right, amen.
Why? Because man looks this way.
Come on.
God looks inside out.
Amen.
God looked past his little mistakes and things and could tell. He still believes it.
Amen.
And can you do that? Can you believe that God thinks the same of you and I?
Amen.
When we make mistakes, when we know we've doubted the word ourselves and things like that, that it's not you that did that in the first place, and God doesn't recognize it because he's already washed it in the blood? If you be born again, that is. But I'm trusting I'm in the group of born again, Holy Ghost filled people that have not just gotten intellectual conception, but have met Calvary. That have met a death, burial, and a resurrection.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just taking my time tonight. Is that all right?
That's all right, brother.
How is he? The Bible says Abraham was not, he did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. How? Giving glory to God.
Amen.
Saying, is that all I got to do? That's what, isn't that what Brother Bram said? How do you really show a Christian life?
He said that I have joy and peace amidst anything.
Amen.
Any trials, any heartache, that I conduct myself with joy and peace. He said, right in the face of death, a Christian can. Because it's not him, it's the Almighty.
Amen.
The Almighty has this plan so predestinated, so figured out, that when he watched Christ, it pleased him.
Right.
When he watched him die, it pleased him.
Come on.
What was man doing? Oh, it's over. Oh, what are we going to do? Our Messiah, he's dead. Oh, give it up, Peter. Give it up, James. We're done. It's over. Just fanaticism, I guess, after all. That's what man did with the promise of God. God smiled because he knew if the prince of the world had figured out this plan, they might have stopped it. But I've done it. I did it. Hallelujah. It's come to pass. And the keys of death, hell, and the grave are sitting in my hand right now.
Amen.
A good story writer makes you think he's going to lose until the last page.
Go on.
Why do you think Laodicea is going to be any different? Do you think people are going to fall away and things back? Yes, absolutely, but not you.
Right.
Do you understand? If there's one person making it, you've got to have the faith to know it's me. Why? Because I believe I have received and it must come to pass. God doesn't make people born again that ain't got a seed, that doesn't even make sense. Because how do you get life out of no life? But if you've received the word and it didn't just get in your head, it created a life. That when sin and darkness and the old man tries to show up, he gets flayed every time. He might make it a few minutes, a few hours, maybe in a few days sometimes, but a true Christian can't lay that way. He can't live in sin because that just proves you ain't born again. The nature's contrary. After Abraham, so we can go back there real quick. Verse 20 says, and by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Let's go ahead and turn there. Genesis 27. Get there quickly, please. I want to get through. I don't want to rush, but I don't want you to get wore out. Is that all right? I love you. I know some of y'all got to get up early and things, and as a man, that'll be in my head, but let's just press on past that. Is that all right? Amen. Genesis 27, 20. What happened before this? As we know, Isaac comes to Jacob, comes to Esau, which we know he was his favorite son. Once in a while, even fathers will get in the flesh one day. They'll pick someone, one son or the other. At least Isaac and Rebekah admitted it, didn't they? And he said, Esau, come here, boy. I want you to go out there and give me some venison. Go kill me a deer. You couldn't just drive down to Walmart or the meat market back then. You got to go find one, kill it, skin it, get the meat off there and go fry it up. So this wasn't no hour process. This was probably all day. He'd be gone. And what happens? He goes and then Rebecca overhears a little bit, favoring his son, her son, not knowing that she's working in the plan of God the whole time.
Right, man. Come on.
Even in our mistakes, even in our faults and our failures, even the things that we thought we messed up beyond belief, God will work it out for his glory if we'll just commit it to you. If we'll just forget it and say, don't live in regret, church. Stop it.
Right.
Is that all right? Stop it. Get in the blood and live by the blood.
Yes.
He that even looks back is not worthy of the plow.
Come on, that's
Amen.
What it means.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after this, we know she goes, and I'm trying to skip some of this. I don't have to read the whole thing. She goes to Jacob, says, hurry, here, look. Look, we're going to do this. I'm gonna put hair on you, because we know that Esau was a hairy man, and Jacob was a smooth mama's boy.
Come on.
Time to quit looking carnally at things, isn't it?
All right.
You know, the Bible thought so much to not look like that. You know when there's a discrepancy in the church, you know what it told you to do? Anybody read the Bible about that? He said, there's something wrong. Yeah, he said, in pertaining to this life, he says, set those that are the least esteemed among you to judge about it.
Come on. How have you seen that in church?
Oh, no. We're going to get the pastor and we're going to get this. Oh, man, we got to get this guy and this guy. He said, the least esteemed among you. Just to show that it's not reasoning. It's not man making the decision. It's the Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen. Come on.
She prettied him up real good. Made him at least feel and smell like Esau, because Isaac was getting blind, as we know. Jacob, she fixed the meal for him and everything. Jacob just living in grace, wasn't he? Not doing have to do anything himself. Walks in there now. And this, we'll just pick it up right there, if that's all right. Verse 19, and Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. Oh, look at that. First thing out of his mouth, big fat lie.
Come on.
Now we think, oh, God's going to have to bring judgment at this. And I understand, don't take this too far. But you know, in the eyes of God, he ain't worried about the means. He's really worried about the end.
Right.
Is that all right to say? We could go through an example after example after example. What was he more concerned with when it came to Samson? When it came down to it, He went down a hero. Isn't that right? Isn't that a lot better than old Saul who started a hero and went down defeated?
Come on.
It's the end of a thing that really counts. And it's going to be the same for you and I. What was that sermon again? It's not in between that counts. It's the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Watch what happens here. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Woo, my, that just gets you legalistic feeling all rubbed up, wouldn't it?
Come on.
Let's just keep reading. Is that all right? All right. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. You know, I thought at that point he's got this figured out. He just called it out. But look, God's plan. What did he already say before either one of these boys got here? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. And no matter what he had to do, the promise had to go that way. Why? Because he knew what was in Jacob and what was in Esau. Not on the outside. Now, my, Esau was a good boy. He did what Papa told him to. And here's a little sissy mama's boy. Can't even get out there and get a deer.
Come on.
Why does that happen all the time? On a serious note, can I share something real quick? Is that all right? A lot of times when I'm preaching, you know how many times I've said something and then I look right at a person and then all of a sudden comes a thought, you were talking the other day about that with him.
Come on.
And what happens? What's the old devil tell you? Oh, they're going to think you just said that because you talked the other day. And I'm like, how can I convince them? I mean, it looks just like that. It's not me speaking.
That's right.
And I don't want to act like Houdini or nothing. We are joint laborers with Christ.
Amen.
We are in 100% control of just stepping out of the way.
Amen. That's right.
And then he becomes 100% control of doing what he wants to.
Amen.
He said, oh, that's just you, preacher. No, it ain't.
Amen.
You wonder why the power of God don't move through churches? They're waiting for some preacher to get him into rapture.
Right.
Waiting for some preacher to get him into the gift. You are it.
That's right. Amen.
You yield yourself that the power of God may move through the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's time for these hot horses to come down.
Amen.
And for the body to function as a unit.
Amen.
And especially these last weeks, I begin to realize more and more that that's everything. When people missing things and we're not together, and it's not that God ain't there, it's not that God don't bless, but the body's the body nonetheless.
Amen.
And if I only got one hand to work with, I can work, but I'm not going to get as much done as I do with two.
Amen.
And not hands that are tied down from some denominational backslid preacher tells you can't do nothing no more. Days of miracles past. Don't speak in tongues, interpret my church. I'll tell you when to do that. They won't directly say that, but they'll beat around the bush till they get it done.
Right.
Why? Because a man cannot control the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And every time he does, what happens? It just breaks right out of his hands. Unless he can get the people to let go of the Holy Ghost. And that's how every denomination started, was the group of people that had the word, let it go. And let a man dictate it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The voice is Jacob's voice, verse 22, and but the hands are the hands of Esau, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Now listen to this. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. My, that lie gets deeper and deeper, don't it? And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field, which is the Lord, which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee and lord over thy brethren. You wonder why when Esau found out about this, he was mad.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I'm sure Jacob or Isaac let him know what the blessing was all about and said, this is all I got left. He's already your ruler. He's already going to be blessed. He's already going to have nations coming and serving under him. Yeah. Sorry, Esau. That's why he wanted him dead.
Right.
I think that makes sense. Let the people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee and blessed be he that blesses thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of my son's of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. Now watch. This is the faith of Isaac. Listen to this verse. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed.
Amen.
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 Had he used reasoning, what he would have said? What would he have said there? He said, oh, that deceiver Jacob, he lives up to his name. Oh, God will curse him right to the ground. Come on.
Yep.
Come here, my son Esau. Let me give you the blessing. It was too late.
Come on.
Because Isaac knew, I didn't say that of my own accord.
Right. Come on.
God had done already said that.
Amen. That's right.
And when God spoke, he knew. He's blessed.
That's right. Amen.
I'm sorry, Esau. We think, oh my, he's blind. He was deceived. How can this be the plan of God? How come a harlot was in the genealogy of Jesus Christ? How come adultery was the way that Solomon got here? It's God's predestinated plan. Because God likes to take muck, darkness, and bring life. You say, well, I was the worst of sinners. That's what God takes pleasure in. Because it just dumbfounds man. It dumbfounds the devil. It dumbfounds reasoning whatsoever. That God could take something so low and exalt it higher than there is anything else. And aren't you glad one day you realize he had done that for you? It's time for the church of God to get a revelation that Christ was me so I could be him. And not that that's got to happen. It already happened.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And all I did was wake up one day.
Yep.
And he said, yay, and you shall be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Does that make lying right? Absolutely not. Do we allow grace to make the law of no effect? No, not at all. God forbid. We have to recognize that God ain't stupid. God's plan don't get messed up. Neither can you and I mess up his plan either.
That's right. Amen.
How many times you talk to yourself, oh my, sorry Lord, I know you got grace and you did all these wonderful things, but I just messed it all up. You got to find a bride somewhere else.
Come on.
If you're like me, God don't sit there and pat me on the back and say, shut up, soldier, get up.
Amen. Come on.
Maybe he's a little more gracious with you. Maybe I just can take it more. It ain't time to lay around and pout. And that's what, isn't that what Esau went and did?
Come on.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, he got the blessing, boo-hoo-hoo.
Come on.
He had been a real believer. He said, well, all right, that's fine. You know, I know this all happened, but I have faith that it's okay.
Come on. Amen.
And only faith can look at a situation like that and say, well, God, you let it happen for a reason.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. By faith, Isaac blessed the sons of Jacob. Or his sons, Jacob and Esau. Can we go on to Jacob now? Let me turn back. Let me read that right there. It's just verse 20. Listen closely. And by faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, worshiping, leaning upon the top of his staff. And we'll find that in Genesis 48. I'd like to read that story as well, starting at verse 10. Do you mind having a little Bible study tonight?
Amen.
You got a little mix of preaching there once in a while, don't you? Hallelujah. Verse 10. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him and he kissed them and embraced them. This is when Isaac, as we just read there, Jacob, both sons of Joseph are coming up to him now. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. Why did he do that? Because he knew that the blessing goes through the right hand. So he put his firstborn to the right hand, and his second to the left of Jacob, Israel. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim, which was on his left, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Now listen to this. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham, Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all the days, all my life long unto this day. Can we go ahead and stop there for a minute? How many wants to bless the Lord that fed you every day you needed it? Who gave you money when you didn't have no more? Who gave you a house that you can go home to? And when something breaks down, all of a sudden there's a thing to get it fixed. How many wants to bless the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's power in praise. There's power in thanking God.
Amen.
I think he likes to just hear you say, yes, Lord, I appreciate what you've done for me.
Amen.
And I've learned to do that all the time. I wake up without a headache. I need to thank you, Lord, for not having a headache. Because you wake up with a headache. What's your prayer the whole time? Oh, Lord, just let me get through this one. I'll bless you every day. I ain't got one. But just like, man, we're forgetful here. Just give it a little time. We'll get back in the flesh somewhere here and there. If we're not careful about staying in the spirit, we'll get all lax. And then here it comes again. What's the next prayer? Oh, Lord, just this once more. Once more. I thank the Lord even today. I was having some back pain again, as you all know from the last time I was walking around. I'd have been look like the oldest one here. I was crippled. Today I'm feeling it a little bit, and I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. I don't want to have that again. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Amen.
How many believes the anointing has healing?
Amen.
The anointing is the difference.
That's right.
Not just a bunch of feel-good when the anointing in here responds to the anointing on the people. It's got to be both, or you won't get the right product. All right, sorry. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head until Manasseh said, look, Jacob, Israel's prophet's son, questioned him.
Sure.
Oh, my, no. Just goes to show, a man ain't always right just because he's a prophet. A man ain't always right because he's spiritual. He can make a mistake. Right. He cannot know the plan of God. It's not even necessarily being wrong.
Right.
Maybe God revealed it to him.
Yep.
And this is what happened here. God revealed it to Israel and not to Joseph, just to see if Joseph would have faith.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Joseph didn't fight after here in a minute. Let's read. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. And he also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater. Then he and his seed shall become a multitude of nations.
Amen.
And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, and God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Going back to that old promise that had been in Abraham. You can't stay down there. This is the promised land over here. It got all the way to Isaac. Look, I don't care where we're going. We're going back over here. Now it's to Israel. And they have been living in Egypt comfortably for a while. But you know, the promise of God is sure. We've got to go back.
Amen.
He said, before I go, son, you need to know that. We're leaving here someday.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Now, why is this so important that Jacob did this? We think, oh, well, God was, as we know, most prophecies will have an immediate effect, but they have a lasting effect. Because the word of God is not temporal, it's eternal.
Amen.
So you can apply it at all times, all places, all things, and it always applies.
Amen.
Because the Word is everything.
Yes, it is.
Before there was anything, there was the Word.
Amen.
And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
But the Word was the only thing that existed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did the Word know before the foundation of the world? What would happen to the blessing that was supposed to go to Israel? It would transfer to the Gentiles. What would happen to the curse that should have been on the Gentiles? It would go to Israel. And what did it form when he did that?
Right.
Through the cross would be the change of dispensation.
That's right, amen.
And had not Joseph done that, we wouldn't have had a chance.
Right.
Saying, oh, but no, it's all predestinated, and it all has to hit right on.
Amen.
Every time. We think, oh, that was just chance. No, it's not. Oh, God, what is God? God's foolishness. Do you get me?
Amen.
He put it in the hands of a blind man.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Says, cross your arms.
Come on.
Just whispered it to him one day. And Israel, though he had been a bad kid here and there, and he was spiritual, though.
Right.
And he knew when he heard from God.
Amen.
Because he had met him before.
Right. Amen.
He didn't just meet him in some little 5-minute session. Remember, he wrestled with him all night.
Yeah. Amen.
He got well acquainted with that man.
Amen.
Until, you know, the Lord let him win.
Amen.
Lord lets you win once in a while, too. We all know that angel, if he wanted to, it had been over.
Right.
But he just wanted to see his effort.
Amen.
How many times do you think God looks at you and he goes, oh, I know they can't do this. I just want to see if he'll try. I'll take care of it all. I'll take care of it all. Just pretend like you care. How many wants to wrestle with God all night? Say, oh, maybe an angel won't come down there. Or maybe you're supposed to go to prayer until you get the victory. He just wants you to lay there. You ain't earning the prayer. You ain't earning the victory by praying. He just wants to see if you'll fight for it.
Right.
And then he'll just hand it to you.
That's right.
Isn't that what happened to Israel? He wasn't asking for no name change, but God knew he needed one.
Amen.
And he knew what he needed, he provided for it. And you and I, we look at our needs, we look at how we're going to make this thing, how we're going to overcome, and we can't figure it out. God don't want you to.
Amen.
He already did it.
Yes,
by faith, you have to live. I hope you're getting this. Why are we taking time on this chapter?
Yeah.
You've got to understand, every requirement for every believer was to live in faith.
Yeah.
Always. On the job, at home, in service, wherever you are, it's time to live in a realm of perfect faith.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
No more doubting. No more fear.
That's right.
Faith.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Just turn over there to Genesis 50 real quick. What does the Bible say? In verse 22, speaking of Joseph, the Bible says this, and Joseph dwelt in Egypt. He and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years old, 10 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought upon Joseph's knee. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which the Lord spake to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. Look how convinced he was of what he was told from Abraham, from Isaac,
right,
from
amen.
Jacob. This word that we've held on to, it hasn't come to pass in hundreds of years, but it will.
Amen.
That's right.
We can't wait 50 years because the prophet said, oh, it's too long, it's too long. Get over it. God will be here right on time.
Amen.
He won't be here one day late. He won't be here one day early.
Amen. That's right, amen.
And guess what? It will be in a time you don't think it is.
Right.
Hallelujah. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a coffin in Egypt. Look at that. All signs that he would ever leave were gone, weren't they? They had already embalmed him. They put him in a tomb. Remember, he was a great king. They probably put him in the king's palace. And he says, by prophecy, do not leave me here.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Does anybody know why he didn't want to stick around Egypt?
Uh-huh.
They had a revelation.
Right.
They knew when Christ comes, there's going to be a resurrection.
Right.
And I don't want to be too far away.
Amen.
Take me to the promised land.
Amen.
Right. Let me read a quote with that, if that's all right. Israel and the Church 53. I'm still banking on the same thought tonight. The same thing tonight. What God told Abraham, I'll save you and your seed. I believe it. Someday we're going out of here. And they believed it. And one day, Joseph's bones, Moses started out. The Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, you're forgetting something, Moses. Go down and get the bones of Joseph.
Right.
Moses wrapped them up and he said, and he come in the pillar of fire leading them out to the promised land and buried them on the side of Isaac and Jacob. Why? They knowed there was coming the first fruits of them that slept. They knowed there was coming a resurrection one of these days. Hallelujah. They know that just one that Job said, I know my Redeemer lives and the last day he'll stand upon the earth. Then they know that Job had an idea where he was going to stand. So he said, bury me here. And they wanted to be with Joseph or with Job, and they buried right around there in Palestine because that was the promised land. How did they know that? Remember Abraham, he went by faith.
Amen.
And where did he just happen to land?
Amen.
Right where New Jerusalem would be.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
saying that's craziness. Yes, it is to the carnal man, to the man that uses intellect. What kind of man would leave all his great possessions, all his family, everything, and just say, hey, where are you going, Abraham? I don't know.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
But God told me leave.
Hey.
How many's had to make a decision like that?
Amen.
People look at you, cross signs too. Why? What? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what to tell you. God told me to do it. Most of you know that's my testimony here. As far as why I even started this church, it wasn't because I just wanted to do this. I just had this desire, it's a full-time job. I hope you understand that any sensible man will know you don't want to be a pastor. If you want to be reasonable anyways and live in the flesh. But something told me, go, do it.
Amen.
And I waited. It wasn't an overnight thing either. I have it written in one of my Bibles. I don't know why I'm going this route. I hope that's okay. I don't mean to go too long either. I have it written in one of my Bibles. I was praying and God told me the name of the church. It's not in this Bible. It's in my other Bible. Told me the name of the church. And I wrote it down when I was praying, what time it was. All the way back in like December of 08.
Come on.
But if it's the word of the Lord, it has to come to pass.
Yeah, right.
But a Christian knows better than just to run off sometimes. Can you ever really go wrong waiting in faith?
No.
You can waiting in doubt.
That's right.
I didn't say that now. Some people just wait, oh, God will heal me one of these days. But, you know, the doctor said this. You're waiting in doubt.
Come on.
Faith says, I don't care what no doctor says.
That's
I'm
right,
getting
amen.
Well.
Amen. Lord.
Amen.
Saying it's all it's worse. I don't care. I'm getting well.
Amen. Come on.
That's waiting in faith. You say, when's it going to happen? I don't care. It's going to, though.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, well, when's the resurrection going to happen? Isn't that what the scoffers say? Oh, all things continue on as there are. There ain't going to be no resurrection. You say, how's it going to be? I don't know, but it's going to be here.
Amen.
And I know it ain't too much longer because the generation that sees Palestine will be the final one.
Amen.
That's one thing Jesus gave us, but who knows? Might have been a little tyke that was born right there on that morning to live 100 years old.
Right.
It ain't time to look for, oh, let's do this math, let's figure out this. How? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. You'll be ready at all times. Stay in fellowship with God. God can't leave without you.
Right, amen. Amen. Go on.
If you're sealed in there with God and God's leaving, guess what, buddy? You're going to. And that's the rest. That's the hope of Abraham's seed. That's what Abraham was resting in. That's what Isaac was resting in. That's what Jacob, Joseph, all the way down. They were resting in that promise.
That's right.
That God had already told Abraham, in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Amen.
And he shall possess the gates of his enemy.
Amen.
Whoever blesses him is blessed. Whoever curses him is cursed. And no matter what they did, and oh my, did Israel do some things.
Thank God.
Oh my. We'll be honest.
We
you
did
and
some
I did.
Things. God.
But no matter what, that election might stand.
Amen.
He's already said, Jacob, have I loved? My bride,
right,
have I loved?
That's right.
And the denomination, have I hated?
Right. Come on.
You say, oh, you can say that, brother. He said he hated the Nicolaitans.
That's right. Amen.
And that's what that's all the denomination is. It's that spirit manifested.
Come on.
Cause the denomination.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go back to Hebrews 11. I'm going to try to wrap up here as soon as I can. Let's read through that scripture one more time. And I want you to take these nuggets and just feast on it. When you read the story of Abraham, just think the whole time, faith. Faith is what God was looking at. Faith's why he blessed him. Faith's why when he made a mistake, God was still there and brought him a way out. And the same with Isaac, same with Jacob. Makes the book of Genesis a little more entertaining when you actually enter into it. We'll be aiming the word of God. I don't mean entertaining as a hoopla. I mean that actually feeds you. It actually feels good.
That's
instead
right.
of just being an old dead newspaper.
That's right.
See, you do that with the word of God, you can do it with anything. God can come say, thus saith the Lord, right to your face. If you don't believe it, it won't do you no good.
Right. Amen. Come on.
It's truth anyhow. By faith, Abraham, verse 17, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Remember, Ishmael had nothing to do with this anymore. God didn't even recognize the unbelief, and God doesn't recognize you in mind's unbelief. He doesn't recognize the old man. He's been crucified and dead.
Right, amen.
God recognizes his life.
Amen.
The life that he's quickened within each believer.
Sure.
He that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and counting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, but once also received him in a figure.
Come on.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And look how much those testimonies infected one group of parents.
Come on.
While they've been living in bondage, remember, this wasn't no overnight. This 400 years.
Right.
Walk around some slum pits. This 400 years of generations to get used to it. Yeah. It's generations to go, well, I guess it just always be this way.
Come on.
And look what happens. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Why do you think they saw that? Anybody want to say? It wasn't because they just thought he was good looking. God had a plan.
Come on.
This is the deliverer. And as they looked at that son, I believe their heart began to beat a little bit. They began to realize it's almost here.
Amen.
We've been waiting year in, year out, slaving away.
That's right.
But all of a sudden, faith began to rise up in a new direction. We ain't sitting around Egypt no longer.
Amen.
We're leaving.
Amen. Come on.
And they said, oh, no. I don't care. Remember what Pharaoh decreed? We can go read it, but Pharaoh decreed,
right,
kill all of them.
That's right.
Kill all the seed, all the males of the Hebrews. This would be like the president saying something to us. You know, you got to preach this, you got to preach that. And if you don't, we're going to come kill you.
Come on.
You understand? This wasn't just a nice anecdote. We're not going to get taxed a little bit. You're going to die.
Come on.
You had. If they didn't have faith, they would have gave them up.
Come on. Yeah.
It was by faith that this happened. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because he saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Amen.
The same faith that these two parents, insignificant, just some Levites somewhere, the faith that they had is the only reason Israel ever got out of there.
That's right, amen.
Say, what kind of faith was this? The same thing that Daniel had when they said, you're going to lions then, buddy.
Amen.
He walks right in there and said, go ahead, king. I'm still going to open my doors and openly, unreservedly worship my God.
Come on, that's right,
amen. Same with the Hebrew boys when they said, worship Daniel.
Come
said
on.
Daniel, yes, sir. That's exactly what that big, 60-foot statue. Whatever. That was Daniel, and they said, "Worship him." They said, "We cannot." As much as we love Daniel, as much as we reverence him, we will not worship him. And people will do that in the message, won't they? No, well, it's the prophet. You need to worship him. Won't say it that way, but they'll hit around until they get you to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
And then if they don't like the prophet, then it's them that you're really going to end up worshiping.
Right. Come on. That's right.
Amen. What does that show? It's the end time.
Come Amen. On.
Because every time, what is the Gentile age? What did it come in with? Forced worship of a true holy man.
Yeah.
Right. What will it leave with? Forced worship of a holy man. So-called Christ, but really not at all.
Come on. Amen.
Can we go back to this story and then we'll finish up here. Exodus 2. I think I got a record today. I made it about 6 verses. Normally I get about 1. Feeling pretty good about this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You tired?
No, sir.
Oh, some of y'all. All right. Exodus 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife of the daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes. Look at this faith. Now you begin to see that she was packing real faith.
Right, come on.
She took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river brink. How many of you would have faith to take your 3-month baby, put him in a basket, and send him down the river?
Come on.
What was preached Sunday? The foolishness of God
Amen.
Is wiser than the wisdom
Amen.
Of man.
Come on.
What would wisdom have told her to do? I don't know, flee to Moab maybe? Get out of here, do something, and then who knows, no deliverer would ever come. But instead, God's foolishness had a perfect plan, better than she could have ever thought of.
Right, sure.
What was she thinking? Maybe somebody will find it, and he can just live.
Come on.
But look what happens. And his sister, which was Miriam, stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" Did you see this plan yet?
Amen.
First off, what's the chances the princess is out at the same time Moses is 3 months old and faith begins to move to take a child and send it down the river?
Come on.
This wasn't no nice boat either that had protection all over it. Alligators could have got him. Anything that was any hungry at all, he snapped it up in no time. But it goes right to there. What just happened to happen? Miriam decided, curious little girl, go see what happens. And the second Pharaoh's daughter, the second she, it's like, "Oh my, look at this child. Look who jumps out of the bushes. You want me to go get a nurse for you?"
Yeah.
That way it wouldn't just been any woman. It would be the woman that had the faith to bring the deliverer.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And God's looked for this one, this one, this one. But there's a woman that's got the faith to bring forth the deliverer. And there's only one. It's not churches, brides, brides. There's only one.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, how do I know I'm part of that?
Come on.
By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Amen.
And the body of Christ and the bride of Christ are the same.
Amen. That's right.
Let me finish reading that real quick. Verse 8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." Did you just catch that? Not only is she going to be able to nurse her own baby, she's going to get paid by the devil.
Come on.
How many believes that when Jesus Christ went to hell, he spoiled principalities and powers, and he rid the devil of all his wages, and he gave it all to you?
Amen.
The devil squatting on this earth thought he had the keys of death. What happened to those old keys?
Come on.
Where did they land? Does anybody remember? My name is Peter.
Come on.
He gave the keys to the kingdom to Peter. Everything that Christ had brought, everything he had redeemed, he redeemed the world. He gave it to his own.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The devil thought he had it. He was just a squatter the whole time. He had no benefits to it whatsoever.
Right, amen.
Hallelujah. And neither did Egypt have any benefit on the children of God.
Amen.
Why were they so blessed? Remember, later they began to realize this. We are blessed because Israel is here.
Right, come on.
My, they're good workers. God blesses them. We want them around. Look, but that one day it's too much. One day it's time. You ain't going to leech off us no more. We're going to glory.
Amen.
We're going back to the promised land.
Right.
And we get down here,
amen,
we go to our jobs, and people get blessed just because you're there and things like that. But one day it's over.
Amen.
Come on, let's try it.
One day it's just going to be the elect.
Come on.
Say, "Oh, that's kind of isolationalism."
Yeah.
That's what God did before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take the child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought it up him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and she became her son. And she called his name Moses and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Can't go on to Moses. We'll be here a few more hours. We'll save that. Jesus picks up on these things. He's talking to the Pharisees, or I think it's actually the Sadducees one day. Sadducees said, "There's no resurrection. There's no life after death. There's no angels. There's no spirits. We've got this temple. We've got our denomination. All we do is just try to be good people. We'll go. We'll pay our tithes. We'll do our religious duties. That's all there is to life." Not every denomination will go that far, but they live the same life. Just live. I mean, if you study the Sadducees at all, they lived for the temple. That's all it was. That's why when the temple was destroyed, you don't hear no more about them, because they just dispersed. They had nothing to live for anymore. And if you'll put your faith in some man-made thing, God will not let it continue on. It will be destroyed, and you'll be left shambles. How many's been already that happened to you before? But aren't you glad you had someone else who knew before the foundation of the world, "I'm going to give you a possession that no one can take away. I'm going to give you a stone that'll come down and create a mountain."
Amen.
that shall be forever.
Amen.
A kingdom
right.
that knoweth no end.
Amen.
Say, where's the kingdom of God? Jesus is pretty plain. It's within you.
Amen.
Somebody wants to tell you it's over here. Oh, it's this brother's church. It's this idea. It's this. Don't you go follow none of that stuff.
Right.
The Bible says when they begin to say, lo, he's in the desert. He's in the secret place. He's this revelation.
Come on.
If it's not Christ in you, the hope of glory, the man's a false teacher.
Yeah. Amen.
Plain as day.
Yeah, right.
And if any man tries to take that away from you, rest assured that's of the devil.
That's right, man.
And as Jesus began to talk to them, let's go ahead and I'll finish on this scripture if that's all right. Mark 12. Appreciate y'all's patience in pulling on the word. Mark 12. Verse 18. Then come unto him the Sadducees and said that there is no resurrection. They asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him and leave no children, then his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, which took, and the first took a wife and left, dying left no seed. The second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise, and the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, you see their own confession contradicted itself. They said there ain't no resurrection. Now they're asking about it. And people want to do that all the time. I even heard an atheist one time confess. Said, I was mad at God for not existing. How does that even make sense? How can you be mad at something that doesn't exist? It just proves that every man knows there's a true God. Every man knows there will be a resurrection because we can't get away from it. We came from God.
Right. Amen.
Either directly or byproduct. I hope you came directly from the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Because we understand there's temporal things and you'll be burned away and taken away, but you still got your life from God.
Amen.
There's no life outside of God. There's no existence outside of God. You say God created the devil? Where else he come from? But God didn't tell him to choose iniquity. He just allowed the choice to be there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection thereof, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do you not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? And I can't find anything wrong with any believer if he knows those two things.
Come on.
If you know the scriptures and the power of God, you'll go right every time.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. The God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. He is not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. Why do we study these figures? Do you understand they're still walking?
Amen. That's right.
You understand they're still alive? And I can read the quote, but I'll just paraphrase it. When that resurrection came forth, Brother Bram illustrates it saying, you know, Abraham was like, you know, hey Master, it's all right if we go check out the promised land? Because remember, when he was on earth, he didn't actually get to see it.
Right.
So he wanted to go see.
Come on.
He wanted to see what it was like now. And they began to look around and go, oh my, look at that, Sarah. Look at that. Oh, doesn't that look nice? Abraham's living today.
Amen.
Isaac lives today.
Amen. That's right.
Jacob lives today. Amen. Joseph. Hallelujah. God is not a God of the dead.
Amen. Come on.
If he was, he'd be the devil.
That's right.
Go on. He's a God of the living. And then once somebody heard a little rustle, and one of the Jewish Jedediah looked over there. Who's that?
Hey.
And before he'd get a revelation, he said, we got to go. And he disappeared. Why? The Bible said we have a body like his.
Glorious body. That's right, amen.
When Christ was a human on earth before he died and resurrected, he had temptation. He had limitations. He was hungry. He was tired.
Come on.
He was subject to his parents. He was subject to people. He was subject to the Roman government, subject to the Jews. Seemed like a pretty poor excuse of Messiah. But after he died, went to hell and resurrected. What happened?
Come on.
Now you got a man. Whenever he wants to show up, there he is.
Amen. Come on.
Right. The Bible specifically says that when he met with the disciples, all the doors were shut.
Amen. Come on.
And God will do it to you and I.
Amen.
Windows of heaven are closed. We'll think that, won't we? There ain't no way for him to get into this situation. He don't need a way. He is the way.
Amen. That's right.
He wanted to talk to his disciples, so he said, what I did? All right, I'll just... And there he was.
Amen.
Whoa.
Come on.
And he said, not many days hence, you'll receive the same power I got.
Amen.
How many people really believes that yet? Amen. That the power invested in every believer is the same. Same life, the same power, amen, the same person that was in Jesus Christ.
That's right, amen.
That'll amen get you killed in denomination, I'll tell you that right now, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Bride and Christ are one.
Amen. That's right, amen.
There's not two amen gods, there's not three gods, there's not five, there's not a million. There's one God
amen
manifested in his people.
Come on, God. That's right.
The whole family in heaven and earth has only one name.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
And I hope you finally recognize that when you say in Jesus' name, God is not a God of the dead.
Amen.
He's only a God
amen
of the living.
Amen.
And all you're doing is quoting from the living name that never had a beginning, that never has an end, and has always contained all power. Remember where this high priest came from? From the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
A man that never started, a man that never ends, a man that has a continual priesthood, a man that never changed his mind.
Amen.
But Abraham did this, Isaac did this, so Jacob did this, and the promise held true. Thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
I've prepared a land for them. They
amen
shall inhabit it.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
And we'll get to that later on, that they amen looked at it far off and were persuaded of it and gave their lives for it, but they never received it. God having promised some better thing for us.
Yeah, amen.
That come they, on, without us, cannot be made perfect.
Amen.
Woo!
Jesus.
Amen. And we used to scratch our head and go, what does that mean? And then what does the prophet come around and say? What will bring forth the resurrection? The bride in the last day.
Amen.
She'll call forth because she's that's the head. Right. Pull the rest of the body. I hope you understand the headship of the bride of Christ is the end time.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yep. The headship. I wish I could remember that quote, but the church becomes the headship of the body of Christ. Oh my, that didn't just hit just right, did it? It didn't hit just right. I'll find it for you later on if that's all right. It's the truth nonetheless.
Yeah.
She's completely subject to Christ in such a way he don't even got to say anything.
Amen, amen.
She just does it.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Why? She's one. She's one with him. That his thoughts and her thoughts are the same.
Right.
When Abraham was in the channel of faith, his thoughts and God's thoughts were the same.
Amen.
Isaac, the same. Right. Jacob, the same. Amen. Joseph, even down to a little Levite mama
right
and daughter.
Amen.
The thoughts of God.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, the eighth word of the eighth flat. Just real soft as we just rest in his presence. Don't look around. Don't think about anything else. We're here in the presence of God right now. You want to get something from God, you have to respect his presence. He's very timid because that's his character. He doesn't have to be. He's got all power, all might, all authority, but he chooses because that's his character. As we bow our heads together in his presence, don't move around. Don't disrupt the Spirit of God that's here right now. Say, Brother Andrew, I believe that. I want to see it in my life more than I've ever seen it before. I believe the God that lived in Abraham, Isaac, he's still here tonight. I believe that. And if there's anything hindering your faith it seems like it's stuck in your head, say, Lord, I want it in my heart. I believe if you ask him, it won't stay that way. It'll become you. Hallelujah. Do you have a need from God? Is there any sick here? Is there any afflicted? Look, the spoken words are the same today. We don't have to lay hands. We don't do any of that. If you'll just speak what the word has said, it'll come to pass. When God said there was a promised land, there was a promised land. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. Saying, well, the only desire I have is a closer walk with God. Well, guess what? There's a closer walk with God for you. Hallelujah. Now, yield yourself to God. I don't know what he wants to do. I just know he wants you. Hallelujah. 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 Let him have his way. Yield yourself to him. Give him your heart anew. Whatever he wants you to do, you hear his whisper. You know his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his presence, If there'd be one here who wants to rededicate their heart to God and say, Lord, I've strayed, I've looked at things, I've diverged, but Lord, I'm coming back. I want to be in your presence with all my heart. I want to love you more than anything. Would you raise your hands to God? God bless each one. God, give you your desire tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. May that old backslidden, rotten character just die right out of you. May you be equipped anew with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Felt him come real close on that. I believe you meant it. See, I just raised my hand. That is the difference between life and death. Again, I ask if there's anyone here that's sick, afflicted in body in any way, shape, or form. But if you raise your hand to the Lord God, it won't be that way. He's the same God tonight. The same God that took my back pain and took it away. The same God that answered Brother Austin back there and took his asthma. The same God that answered Sister Melissa the other day and healed that man of blood clots. He's the same God right now. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Pray with all your heart. Just talk to the Lord now. Heavenly Father, how we appreciate you, Lord. How we thank you, Lord, that time and time again you give us your word and it just always tastes so good. And we know times, Lord, it's bitter in our belly and it's hard to bear, but we know it's good for us nonetheless. I pray, Lord, if your word is corrected, Lord, let us just say yes, Lord, and move with you again. Help the children of God to not live in the realms of doubt any longer, to not live in the realms of fear, but to live in the realms of faith that moveth by love. Help us, Lord, to love you with all our hearts, to forsake all the things of this wicked world, to know that they'll all come to naught. And especially at this time, Lord, it's so close that they'll all just burn up and pass away. But only one thing will endure, and that's you, Lord. I pray that your life would be in each believer here. Lord, as we leave and we go our ways, I pray that the Word of God would not just sit in the ears of the people, but the Word that's in their heart would manifest out the works of Jesus Christ. That you would prove in each believer that there is a fountain of living water flowing out of their heart that flows with joy, that flows with peace, that flows with love, that flows with healing, flows with virtue, flows with everlasting life. We thank you for giving us the Holy Ghost, Lord. I can't think of a better gift to receive than to receive you. We thank you for it, Father. Again, I just pray once more, commit the people to you, that their faith would receive every promise that you have for them tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and receive it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we stay reverent in His presence, as we begin to worship God and to praise Him, if you do need to still come forward and you just want somebody to lay hands, that's fine. I can pray with you. But then this presence that's here now, it's humble. Look, don't look for big things. It's humble. He's here right now. This is the same God that walked in the prophet's ministry. He's here right now. If you have a need, don't leave the service without it. If you want somebody to pray with you, I can. But I just feel compelled. Just take it, church. Take the word. It's yours. It was given to you. We didn't earn it. God, Christ went and paid for it.
Amen, Lord.
He wasn't a hog. He gave it to us freely. That was His intention. Hallelujah. Lord, give us joy like never before, Lord. Just peace in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. 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 Feel free to worship, pray. Do whatever you feel led to do right now. Whatever God tells you to do, you do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With all your heart, though, do it. Don't do it halfway. Do it with all your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love you. Thank you.
you, Father.
You're so worthy.
That's why.
even though we love you with all his heart, Lord, and knowing that pride will step forward in the way of you expressing yourself. And I appreciate the sincerity. Lord, he wants to let you do it. And I pray that anything of the enemy, any pride, any hate, any malice, would all depart from his life and it would just be Christ.
God in the highest. That's the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of Him. Just love on Him. Just yield to Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's true, church. It's not a make-believe. By faith, you touch Him. He's the same God. You can still touch Him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's it. Keep yielding. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep dying out to flesh. Keep dying out to doubt. Live in perfect faith. God has redeemed you. He's brought you back to Himself. Your sins are gone. Your sickness is gone. Everything of the enemy was destroyed 2,000 years ago. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just heal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to do something. Just bow our heads together for a moment. Just following what the leading of the Spirit. I'm really burdened for Brother Ernie right now. But I believe the same God here can send ministering angels right to him at the moment. I'm going to ask Brother Thomas, lead us in prayer. It don't have to be no fancy thing. We're just here to believe. Lead us in prayer. Everybody, put your heart right there for those people and believe that God's going to do something. Go ahead, brother. Blessing God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, we provide all the help and joy, mercy and strength for them. Hold true to your word in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Oh, praise you. Praise you. Just worship him in the spirit right now. Just worship him with all your heart. Just yield to him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We've been too indoctrinating the message. I tell you that right now. This ain't fanaticism. This is what we live for. This is what the message came to give us back. Power of God unreserved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel to do that. Just keep worshiping Him. Just keep praising Him. Just worship with all your heart. You can pray in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, do whatever you feel led to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be patient with the Lord. Don't be hasty to get out of His presence. You might just have one more thing He wants done before we leave. And maybe it's your desire. Hallelujah. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Happy to be a Christian tonight. I may receive from the Lord God tonight. Let's go ahead and give my hand clap of praise and worship. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. You're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise His name. Was it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. It was sure good to have everybody back too. Roll rotten devil and all this storm and disruption and all that garbage. I'm glad one of these days it's done. Done. We're going to a place there ain't no night, there ain't no storm, there ain't no clouds getting in the way. We're just going to have good old time. We're going to have good church service all the time.
Amen.
We'll be tired. We'll have to go to work in the morning. We'll have to think about this and eating this. And we're going to have a good time.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, brother, what are you looking for? That right there.
Yes.
Amen.
And really, why do I want to go there? Even all that, that's all fine, Danny. You know why it's a good time? Because Jesus is there.
Amen. 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 That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you. I hope I can say this. But Jesus is there, and Jesus is there, and Jesus is there, and Jesus is there, and Jesus is there. Glory to God. How many believes it?
Amen.
Trying to. You got something, little peppy?
Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning. Just any day now.
me again. I want you, if you've got to go, that's fine. You can be dismissed. But if you want to stay in praise, you stay as long as you want to. God bless you.
Will be reached.